Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. It's been a busy day, but I guess that's a good problem to have. Yeah, it got me running around like crazy. But I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing. Did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
No, I got a call the other day about it as well.
Okay. Well, why aren't you moving forward? What's holding you back from getting listed on Google?
Well, I've been getting jobs pretty consistently at how I am right now. So
it's not bad getting more jobs, but, I don't want to, if we're doing good now, I don't see a point in kind of getting my name even more out there.
Well, that's the time to do it. You don't want to wait until things are going bad and then scrambling around trying to fix it. You want to already have these things in place,
Yeah, no, I get you.
Yeah. The hard part about getting these spots on Google is not so much the cost of them. It's the availability of the positions. Like, if you look up concrete or concrete driveways in Dallas or DFW area, there's a map that'll pop up, and there's only 3 guys listed for the whole DFW area. We just have one spot open currently, but the last time we had a spot open was like a year ago. It was 13 months. So I don't know who contacted you previously. Maybe they were talking about just doing like a Google business profile for you or something, or like some local SEO to get you an organic placement. But for these top recommended guys, we just had the spot open up.
Wow, why did they get the same thing? I'm not sure.
Yeah, sometimes the SEO companies say first page and then they're not really specific. They want you to think it's all the same thing. And then you sign up for it and find out later. You gotta be careful with some of the marketing companies that they, like, you're already on Home Advisor by Angie's List, I see. That's one that I've just, over my 12 years, I haven't become too fond of. They used to be called Service Magic back in the day, but I know they get their leads from Google and then they just resell them to like 4 or 5 people and charge all of you whether you get it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, with this, we don't charge per lead or click or call. It's just one flat monthly rate, and then the customers can call you directly off the first page as a live call. So you're not really limited on the amount of job opportunities you can get. And then also, we would build A&P Concrete's own .com website. So you'll have your own custom website design that we'll build for you and host and have that attached to your Google business profile. So that way they could see that and your reviews, and then there's also other things that we do for you to complete your online profile, but Tara told me it's basically going to depend on the cost for you. That's what you were saying to her.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll shoot you straight on the pricing. I mean, if you come on board with us today, I can get you a new in business credit. So normally we charge $499 for the package with the custom website design included. If I do the new in business credit, I can reduce the rate by 50%. I could bring it down to just $249 on a month-to-month basis.
That's probably a little too much for me right now. I mean, I know I'm fairly new. This probably is a good investment, but I just don't want to get too ahead of myself since we're just starting out. Like I said, I mean, we've been getting jobs pretty consistently here.
Yeah, but that, again, that's the time to do it. Like, you never want to be the guy wondering when the next job's going to come in. You want to make sure if there's a job right down the street from you or 5 miles down the road, if they're looking up concrete driveways, you want to have your name in that conversation consistently. And starting on it now would mean by the time, let's say a month or two from now, you probably have reviews built up, they're seeing you regularly, you're in position to get those calls. So You know, I get things are good now. I understand being content. Like, hey, things are good. I'm just going to leave it like that. But also you want to think long term. Like, do you want to do pay per lead forever? Or, I mean, I'm sure you're...
It's the same thing with y'all. It's a monthly charge, right?
You pay a lead fee. So, like, let's say you get, like, $350 is your budget for the month. They'll charge you, like, $30, $40, $50 per lead. Once your $350 is spent, the only way to get more leads is pay more money.
Oh, okay, I get you.
Yeah, so they're deducting, like, from your balance. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, this, you're up there, you pay to be listed. And the leads come with it, obviously, but what you're paying for isn't actually per lead. It's just to be listed, and then the calls come directly to you. So you're not going to be limited on the amount of calls that you get off of Google. Not to mention, like, the long-term branding effects of people being able to look you up, consistently see you on Google, see your reviews, your own Google business profile, your own website, versus right now you have your whole company on another company's website and they're kind of dictating what leads you get, what you're getting charged per lead, what you're going to make from your marketing budget each month, you know. So yeah. I've worked with a lot of people who have used that, and I'm not saying it's a bad service. Like, some people do really well with it. But I also know they're just reselling you leads they're getting from Google. If we could list you independently, guys always tell me they like that a lot better, getting a live call from a real customer in real time. And it's not something that you got to sign up for a year for us to prove it to you. It's a month-to-month service.
Yeah, I get you. And that's, let's say I do want to cancel later on. I won't get charged extra for it?
No, yeah, we don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties, but you're not going to cancel. I'm telling you, if you compare the two side by side, there's no way you say, yeah, let me go back and buy these leads that are going to three or four other contractors for $30, $40 a pop when you already have your own Google business profile and people are contacting you, seeing you on a regular basis for jobs.
I get you. You know, I like to ask questions.
Yeah, you're thinking worst case scenario. And you're right. I'm kind of setting you up in a win-win, like with the discounts, because even if you did leave, like, we don't go delete the content we create. You won't see yourself on the first page anymore for, you know, concrete driveways or concrete contractor, but people will still be able to look up A&P Concrete and see that you're a real company, like Google verified, have your own reviews, have your own website. You know, and those are things that are good for you long term to be able to just tell people, hey, look me up. You know, I have a history of doing this. I'm not some random kid that just has an idea.
Yeah, no, I get you. And you said how much? How much a month?
With the discounts, you're looking at $249 month to month. And then I'll put you on full platinum package service. How about that? So let me show you. Do you get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Okay, here. So I'll upgrade you even one package further to the platinum. The platinum includes Facebook ads. So we'll create a Facebook business profile for you. We'll host it and we'll run Facebook ads through it for people who are either actively searching for concrete projects or have searched for concrete projects in the last 48 hours. So we'll be able to pull jobs from that too. And then we also have an app and a tracking system you could download in the App Store. It's called the Local Splash app. And it'll keep track of all your leads that are coming from the listings that we create for you. So you'll know exactly what clients are coming from us each month. But the platinum is the very last one down. It has a little orange ribbon around it. It says most popular. We normally charge $599 for that bundle.
So that's I gotta pay a setup fee and then a month.
No, Alex, I'm waiving your setup fee for you too, and I'm reducing your rate to $249. So $249 is all you're paying on a month to month basis.
Yeah. So how much do I gotta pay now?
$249. That'll cover your first month until the 16th of June.
$249 now. No setup fee.
And I'm locking you in, too. So it's not going to go back up next month. You'll keep this deal as long as you're with us. And I send that to you in writing. Like, you get everything in writing with a receipt when you sign up.
You're making this difficult for me.
I'm trying to make it easy for you, really, because hindsight's 20/20. I mean, it'll sell itself to you if I could get your foot in the door. So I'm really just trying to get your foot in the door. I know once you compare the two after, you know, a month or two of doing this, it'll be a no-brainer for you. It'll sell itself. I mean, Google advertising's been the best way for companies to market and advertise for the last 17 years. But I could tell you that so you're blue in the face. You won't really understand the gravity of what I'm offering you until we're already up there and the clients are coming in.
What if I don't get leads?
I mean, man, are you not answering your phone or? You know,
it's
the DFW area, man. This is like one of the most popular areas in the country for your services. I mean, unless you're not answering your phone, I mean. Even Home Advisor by Angie's is on the first page of Google in the DFW area to get the leads they're selling to you now. You're going to get calls.
Oh, man. Is there any? You can make the price better for me. Come on, man.
No, not no way. $249 for a platinum? No way. The only way I can make it better for you is if I lower the package down to like an essential, but then it's not actually better for you. You don't have a website. You don't have Facebook ads. And it's only going to save you like $50. You might as well have the website and the Facebook ads. Those are huge benefits to your business in the long run.
Yeah.
I'm setting you up as if it was like my own family member. Like, my wife has a younger brother, and he does power washing, pressure washing. I literally put him on the same package in Southern California that I'm putting you on for the DFW area. That's like the best deal. I mean, if you're starting up a business and you're serious about getting things going, getting customers coming in without breaking the bank and keeping a manageable marketing budget, that's the way to do it.
And again, how soon can y'all do it?
Oh, we start working right away. Like, if I secure the position, I would schedule a client interview with you later today if we can do it. If not later today, then Monday. But we start working on everything right away. They send you a Google verification in the mail. You know, there's a whole setup process to it in order to even have a Google business profile and exist as a business online. So, you know, we submit this PIN to you in the mail. There's a little 5-digit number on the back we need from you when it comes in. But we'll send that out today, and then the client interview is where they go over like all the services you provide, the areas that you want to target so we can customize the campaign. We'll buy your domain name for your website, like the ampconcrete.com, and then in the interview they'll go over like what do you want the website to look, and you know, we'll send some examples over that you could pick from to start out with, and then we customize it for you. So there's a lot of work to be done. You'll be able to see some results in the first month, but month two is going to be better for you because you won't have to go through the whole setup process again. You know, we already have it up and running. You'll just be on the first page collecting the whole second month.
Okay.
But,
if I pay right now.
Sorry, go ahead.
So if I were to pay now, I'll be on the first page this month as well?
I mean, on average, yeah. So there's like responsiveness that we need from you though too, Alex. Like, they're going to ask you to be available for the client interview, and they're going to ask you like if you have any like license or insurance or business registration that we'd be able to present to your potential prospects. You know, so we do need cooperation on your part, but as long as you're like on top of it as a business owner, like being responsive to us and to the people that are contacting you, then yes. If you're one of those guys that just kind of lollygags things and sandbags things and is not like super serious about it, and it's probably not a good fit for you, because we need like somebody who's serious, you know?
I get you. And then also, what if I don't have business insurance and all that?
I mean, we could list you. It's just we're supposed to recommend that you get it, though, you know, or get it soon.
No.
You know what I mean? Just to protect your company, because it's like, hey, we do all this work for you, right, at this discounted rate. And next month, you go out to this big wig guy's house, and something crazy happens, you know? God forbid, right? But let's just say, like, worst-case scenario. Something crazy happens. Now that guy's suing you. It's like now we lose you, you know? Just because you don't have insurance, you're in a position now where you're dealing with a lawsuit, might have to shut the company down. So it's like we're supposed to recommend that you do get those things, but it's not necessarily, like, illegal for us to still post you if you don't have it, you know?
I get you.
Yeah, like we could put you up there, but it's like going to be proceed at your own risk. And we're supposed to say over this, because they record our calls, we're supposed to say that we recommend that you get it.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, if you could get through Home Advisor by Angie's List, like I'm pretty sure you're going to be fine, like good to go. We shouldn't have any problems because they do a very similar pre-screening process. Google's is a little more in-depth, obviously, but... You know, if you're good to go to buy leads from somebody who's already getting their leads from Google, then you should be fine getting verified yourself. It's just a matter of you being responsive so that we can get you through the verification process. Because if there's like an issue with your business street address when we send the PIN, Google is going to want to call you and actually do like a video verification. Like, hey, like turn the camera on. We want to make sure you're a real person. You do what you say you do. And before we go ahead and move forward and publish your business, you know? So if you're proactive and you're open and you're ready to do that and start making money, then, you know, it's going to work for you better than anything else under the sun.
I get you.
Yeah, you just got to be a serious business owner. They don't want somebody that's, like, got an idea or thinking about it. It's like, all right, if you want to make money, put your name out there. We just want to make sure that if we're recommending you to the community that you're actually – a good person that's going to try to do your best on and take care of people. I want a guy up there that's going to get a 1-star after a couple of weeks, you know?
Yeah. So, got the same question for you again. So, if I were to pay $250 now, and let's say worst case scenario, I don't get any leads, I could cancel next month and y'all won't charge me anything?
Yeah, you could discontinue at any time, and we send that in writing. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or anything like that. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue, let us know before the next bill is due. So if I sign you up on the 16th, just let us know before the 16th so it doesn't automatically charge you.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. We just part ways as friends, stop doing the optimization. You still keep all your business listings.
You said it's $250?
It'd be $249 exactly. Not a penny more.
Shoot, man.
Hindsight's 20/20, Alex. Your future self will be thanking you, and you're not paying per lead anymore.
Can I call you back? And I do want to think about it. You know, I do want to do it. I just want to. It's hard, man. $249, you said, right? Not a penny more.
Yeah, it'd be $249 exactly, Alex. And we're talking DFW here. So it's, I mean, it's not a position that's going to be around by the end of the day. I can assure you of that.
I get it.
Actually know a company that's like would do it right now for $4.99, but he doesn't have the best reviews. It's better to build a business up the right way from scratch where you're at than it is to try and recover a guy that's already kind of buried himself, like Reliable Concrete.
Yeah, I get you.
Or Big D Ready Mix. That guy's already 3 stars.
I mean, well, they're ready mix concrete. That's totally different, isn't it?
Yeah, but they promote themselves for like concrete driveways as like the keywords for marketing. So it's like if they sign up for the service and they say, "Hey, I want to be listed for concrete driveways," then we optimize them for those keywords. So they are listed for those keywords, even if they're not doing as good of or the same type of products that you're doing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I'm gonna get. So what is that CEO or SEO content creation? What is that?
Yeah, SEO is search engine optimization content creation. So on your website, you need to have the content match up with the things that we're promoting you for. So like if we're promoting you for concrete driveways, your website needs to clearly state concrete driveways and kind of have like a section for that. So we build all that content though. Like your website is a part of the package. So we're going to do all of that for you, not just on the website, but across all platforms that we're creating and all listings that we're creating for you.
Okay. And mm-hmm. then Google Biz, Bing Local, that means you're just like a Bing account, right?
Yeah, you'll have a Bing page just like your Google page. Bing usually pulls from Google's top recommendations for their top recommendations. So that's the second most popular search engine in the world. You're covered there, too, if they happen to be using that. But most people are going to be using Google just because Google already has pre-existing relationships with the Apple Safari search engine. So it kind of defaults to Google on there. And then they own the Android phones. So Google's just defaulted all across all Androids, too. So if they're using a mobile device, they're still seeing you. If they're using a PC, whether it's on Google or Bing, they're still going to be seeing you.
Gotcha.
If they're on Amazon Alexa, if they're on Facebook, if they're on Yelp, if they're on Yellow Pages, if they're on Thumbtack. That's what I'm telling you. Like, we're completing your business listings, your business profile, your business website. We're not like Home Advisor by Angie's where we're putting you on our website, localsplash.com, putting ourselves on Google, and then selling you the leads one by one. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, the hindsight is 2020. You cancel Home Advisor one day, everything you built on that platform disappears. It's like it's either going to go away or you're going to keep paying us. And so you're trapped in like this money pit where you're at their mercy. With this, we're creating your business profile listings. So they're yours. I mean, even if you leave the advertising on the first page, the stuff that we're creating for you is still makes it so your business exists and it's branded out here in DFW. You get it?
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. It's hard to explain to somebody that hasn't done it yet, but I feel like you're a young, smart guy. Like you. We're building things So it's like these are things that'll stick with you forever. I mean, even if you leave us, like people will still be able to look you up, see your reel, be able to write reviews, see your reviews. Like you'll keep your Google business profile.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So even if you were to leave us, it would still benefit you. But obviously we get in there and we want to get paid every month too, right? I mean, Google wants us to have these accounts turn into long-term relationships. So, you know, we do what we can. We're not going to get paid if the business owner is not getting paid. So we actually kind of want to grow your business to the point where maybe one day you do something bigger, like our Platinum Premier packages, where you do some Google ads too. Maybe you cover more than DFW. But I think that's kind of a long way down the road for us. But if we already have like, you know, 6 months or a year of experience working together, it'll be a lot easier to have those conversations. So I'm really just trying to get your foot in the door on a package that'll bring some clients in but not break the bank.
Gotcha. Well, you know what?
Yeah, fuck you. We'll do it.
Yeah. You're going to love it. I'm telling you. So I'm going to create the Google business profile for AMP Concrete. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed, Alex. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, the 83 ends in 8389.
Yeah, 214-434-8389.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then what's your last name, Alex?
Pulido. P-U-L-I-D-O.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of the business, or do you have a partner?
It's just me.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
It is... I just made that email, too, so let me double check, make sure I got it right.
Okay.
I want to give you the wrong email. Okay, it's AP Concrete.
AP Concrete?
AP Concrete 4 at gmail.com.
Concrete4@gmail.com. Okay. And then, as I mentioned earlier, Google's going to send you a PIN in the mail for Google verification. If there's any problems with this, then they'll do a video verification with you. But what's the street address that they could send that letter in the mail to?
It is 110 Toth Road.
Toth? I found it. 75119?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Okay. And then how do you want the hours of operation for your business listed?
Oh, man, we could do 24. Nah, that's right. I don't want to get in cars in the middle of the night. we could do 7 to 7, Monday to Sunday.
Okay, 7 to 7, Monday to Sunday. Yeah, I mean, if they call you and it's like, you don't have time or you're in a bad situation, at least you're still getting the call and maybe can schedule it out, you know? So
yeah,
I like those hours. Update. Save. All right. We do have an app. I highly recommend you download our app. If you go to App Store, it's just the local Splash app.
What can I do with that app?
They'll send you the username and password. But in the app, you can oversee all your online listings as like one centralized hub. Also, you'll be able to keep track of calls. So you'll know like specifically what's coming from us. They'll usually give you a Google number, and then the number is attached to all the online listings. And when they call it, it's going to forward to your phone in real time, but you save the Google number in your phone as potential lead or potential prospect. And that way, the caller ID system, when they dial that number from your listings, will let you know that it's a lead and not like a personal call or something, you know? So that way, you're able to separate it without getting an entirely different business phone. And then the tracking system, if you're missing calls and stuff, it'll be in there. So you can actually go in there and follow up with those people and call them back. That way, you're not missing out on opportunities throughout the month.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So it helps a lot. You can also request reviews through there too, like from clients where you just finished or maybe clients that you've had in the past. You could put their number in there and you could send them a live link text message to your Google business profile asking for the star review and for them to write something for you. And that helps too to kind of build up your reputation since we're going to be starting from scratch.
Gotcha.
All right. And then I got your hours. Can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Not card.
No card? Okay.
Cash instead.
And do you do any kind of digital payments like Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
Yeah,
Zell, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Save. Okay. And then before I get a payment from you, I want to schedule the client interview. So, like, the client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour just in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. I know it's kind of last minute, but do you have any availability today where we could do the client interview?
You could call me. Let me, I would say, what would it be, right around, how late can y'all go?
5 to 6.
That's fine, we'll do that.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then they're going to text you automatically 1 hour before as a heads up reminder so you don't forget. If anything pops up or changes, just let us know, you know. We could always reschedule it, but I'd rather get it knocked out before we go into the weekend because they could still work on, like, the website and things like that over the weekend. That way we're not wasting any time. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, that's perfect. Right. And then I have a quick question. I hear on the app.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it says add-ons. It says installation fee of $49?
Yeah, but that, once you're a client, it's free. So let me actually sign you up first.
I'm over here already trying.
You're like, what? Yeah. Because that's a tool. That's a tool they can use, even if you're not a client, but you have to pay a fee to create your account. I'm already creating an account for you, and then we'll include that as a part of your package. But business owners like that because it's kind of like a CRM or a client relations management system. So it's like maybe you run into a client or somebody calls you back like from 2-3 months ago and you're like, I don't remember this guy. You know, you can go into that app and it'll have all his information, the calls. You'll be able to fully like recall everything without losing track of all these people because it gets to a point where you're just doing volume. You start forgetting stuff that you did a couple weeks ago, you know?
All right, good.
All right. So I have the client interview scheduled. I sent that invitation to you now, so it should come through. And then, so it's going to be today between 5 and 6. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, Alex, for the Platinum Package Bundle, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay, now does your card just say Alex Polito? Or is there any, like, middle initial? Or does it say A&P Concrete?
No, just Alex Polito.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending the Google verification?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
And then, okay, yeah. It's 4389-7201-0092-4485.
4485. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Expiration date is 12/26.
12/26, and then 3-digit code on the back.
774. And then that's just already for the month, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's going to be exactly $249. That's going to cover you for the whole month. So there's not going to be any other charges until June 16th.
Perfect. And then no cancellation fees.
No cancellation fees, no penalties, anything like that. I am supposed to recommend that you try it for a couple months, so I'm supposed to recommend a new account like this where we're building your website, everything from scratch, that you give it a shot for 2 months, even though it's a month-to-month service.
I get you.
Yeah. Because the first month, there's going to be like setting up and things that we got to do where you're not just getting the full benefit of it. And month two, all that stuff's already done. So then you're getting the full benefit of just being up there and collecting job opportunities. So that's where you really want to evaluate it.
I get you.
Okay. All right. And then there's a voice verification here. This is going to outline the agreement. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here, Alex. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
A&P Concrete.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Alex Pulido, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the accounts that you gave me?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And then in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
I'll let you know.
Yeah, we know what you already have, so, and you really shouldn't need anything else after today since I put you on a platinum package bundle, but, you know, if you're considering adding anything, just double check with us and make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or, like, duplicating anything.
Okay.
That causes a big problem with Google when you have, like, two Google business profiles or two Yelp listings floating around, so just double check.
Yeah.
All right. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is May 16th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for a platinum package bundle. I have included the website for you at no additional cost, and I've also waived the setup fee that's associated with your package. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew every month on the 16th day, but you're going to keep this price, $249, as long as you're with us, okay? And then
locked in.
Yeah, it's not going to go back up to the $599 rate. And then it says in the fine print here, you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services one day, like I said earlier, make sure to contact us before the 16th day. So that way we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm processing the payment now. Once this clears, it's going to automatically start sending you some messages. So I'm going to stay on the line with you to make sure you got these. And then once you have them, we'll basically be good to go until the client interview.
Okay. Yeah, I just got some messages.
Okay. So the first one's going to be an outline of the agreement in writing. You want to click on the link in there. And they'll have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation, everything in black and white. So that way you have it in writing. And then you got to sign off on that to acknowledge it. They'll also send you a username and password for that tracking system. Now that you're an active client, I think you might have to re-download it because usually they don't download it until after they're signed up. So you might want to delete it and then re-download it so that way it knows your number. But you'll get your own username and password, and then you'll be able to log into that. Usually the username is just going to be your phone number to start out, and then they'll have like a temporary password, and once you're logged in, you could change it to what you like. And then in that tracking system, once you log in there, there's a section to upload business documents. So I know you said you're working on the insurance, right? But if you have registration or license, whatever, I know Texas is pretty lenient, but whatever client or like documents that you have, please upload them in there so that way we have as much stuff as possible.
Documents as in like, what do you mean?
If you have business registration, license, insurance, if you have any of that, send that in.
Okay, so what do I click? It says, thank you for choosing your local. We sent a copy of the invoice. Okay, now just invoice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, log into your account. Okay.
I could already tell you're going to be great. the fact that you're jumping into all this already. I was like, I need somebody that's proactive, that's on top of it. You're like, oh, I got you on the line. I'm gonna. Yeah, that's good. That's what makes it work, though, honestly, Alex. It's not so much, like, obviously the Google advertising is great, but if you don't have the right business owner that's, like, on top of things and, like, aggressive, then it's not going to work nearly as good.
Oh, yeah, I get you.
Yeah, you got to be honest.
And then the person connect.
Yeah. So, did you have a question?
No, I figured it
out. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's pretty simple. Sometimes you got to turn your phone to the side to sign your terms and conditions. I've been having clients tell me that lately.
Yeah, it's a little trippy.
Yeah. Yeah, but all these hurdles, it's like I said, hindsight's 20/20. I run into a company yesterday. They finally got going, but the guy had been in business for like 30 years. And he was panicking because, like, he hadn't got a call in, like, 2 weeks. And he was like, I got to do something. And I was telling him, I'm like, look, the internet is taking over, you know? Like, if you don't do this stuff, it just shoots you in the foot. And it's like, he should have done it, like, 20 years ago. Because, like, he could have built up 20 years of reviews and all that stuff. And I'm like, I'm sure he wouldn't be worrying about where his customers are coming from. But he just wanted to keep putting it off and think he didn't need Google and think it wasn't important. And then, you know, now he's, like, begging us to save them, you know? So it's good to do it now. So that's what I was trying to explain when you're like, hey, things are good now. I'm like, dude, you don't want to wait until you're that guy and then you're panicking. You know, you want to establish all this stuff already for the long haul so that way you're not sitting in the future wondering where the next job's going to come from.
Yeah, I get you. And it says, Local Splash can access, see, edit, create, and delete your Google Business listings. I checked that box, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to make sure we get consent to create it, host it, delete it if you need it deleted. That's only if it's like, if there's a duplicate created. That's why I was telling you, like, make sure don't add another service because then you might have to delete one just to make sure they verify the other one. And then it's like, if you've already built up a bunch of reviews on it, you can only have one, so just.
It says unable to authorize, fail to launch browser.
Browser? Oh, that's like an internet connectivity issue. Which browser is it? Is it the my.localsplash.com link, like the domain name?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for your tracking system and app. So that's actually going to lead you to the app. So you just want to go to the actual app now. Moving forward, it's different from the PC. There is a PC version of the tracking system if you go to my.localsplash.com, but that's more like on a desktop than your phone. If you're going to do it from a mobile device, you just want to do it through the app.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And then it looks like you have UN and password, and then they give you directions to get your Google Business profile verified. Google may require some additional information. So they sent an email for the Google verification, which pretty much when you go to the email, they're going to have a link to the form. The form's going to take you directly to the app so you can upload the documents. The app's just the easiest way to do it nowadays because it's like these guys will have like paper business registration or insurance, and you could just snap a picture from your phone and then go into the app and hit upload file, and then they have it same day rather than having to like scan a copy of your paperwork and send it in the mail, you know?
Gotcha.
So it just makes things move a lot faster when you have the app. And that's why I said it's important to get a guy that's, like, younger, tech-savvy. You know, I was having a meeting with our CEO yesterday, and I was like, what, do you want me to just tell people if they're over 60, we can't sign them up because they can't use an app and send in pictures, you know? And he's like, basically, yeah, like, it's gotten to the point where if they can't do this stuff, then we shouldn't really be working with them because it's going to get neglected either way, you know? And I'm like, all right. So, I think you're going to be a good fit. You sound like you're young and you're on top of it with the tech stuff, so it should be fine.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Nah, you'd be fine. I mean, unless you're, like I said, unless you're not answering your phone calls, and they'll get on you about that too. Like, they'll call you. They'll be like, hey man, yeah, like four leads come through. Haven't heard from you in 2 days. What's going on? So, they'll tell you.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
All right, Alex. Well, everything's looking good on my end. I want to officially welcome you aboard. You know, say thank you for signing up with us here at the Local Splash. I'm happy that you gave us your trust. I'm looking forward to earning the other 99% of it though as we go through this process together. So, enjoy the rest of your day. You know, all we need really right now is just sign the subscription terms and then be available for your client interview this afternoon. I got you locked in between 5 and 6 Central Standard Time today.
Perfect.
All right. We'll talk to you then. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
Likewise. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.